40 more days of happiness and joy. Jesus, full of joy. John 15:11. We read, I have said these things to you so that my joy might be in you and that your joy might be full. Hi, this is Jim Brown. If you look at the 9 fruit of the Spirit, you'll see love, joy, and peace as the first 3 listed. That's in Galatians chapter 5. Jesus said to his 70 followers, rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. In that very hour, he was overjoyed and rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit, unquote. That's from Luke chapter 10. Robert Duncan, theologian and professor at Wheaton College, said, quote, God, transcendent in heaven and immanent in all creation, is supremely happy, unquote. As a kid who went to Sunday school starting at age 5, I don't remember hearing about God or Jesus being happy or joyful. Jesus was, we learned, a man of sorrow and acquainted with griefs. We knew that God was upset when we sinned, but happy? Joyful? No, not really. It wasn't until I grew up and pondered John 15:11 that it dawned on me that Jesus must have been full of joy. It said so. In that way, he was able to help his followers have his joy in them and their joy to be full. And Jesus, the Son of God, part of the Trinity, is God and was God in the flesh when he was on earth. Therefore, God is full of joy. You see, joy and happiness are synonyms. Other synonyms include gladness, exaltation, bliss, blessedness, elation, and more. So, why do so many Christians believe it's okay to be joyful, but not okay to be happy? Can happiness and joy become warped, selfish, superficial, and sinful? Well, of course it could, just like every other gift of God. But we believers should not abandon joy and happiness as we walk with our Lord and enjoy all the blessings he has lovingly poured out upon us. My prayer, Lord, thank you for the joy and happiness you offer to us children as we follow you. Amen.